Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
WMFO Medford.
Welcome back. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great.
Yeah, we weren't sure about this mic, but
This mic does work.
I think it works. I can't tell if I'm just hearing your voice or if I'm hearing your voice through the headphones.
I don't know.
Maybe we can get some input from our listeners.
I don't know.
So that was Ohio by Cherry Glazer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that song.
That's a nice song.
It was good, I think. Uh-huh. In my opinion.
In your opinion. Okay, actually, I turned your mic up a little bit louder.
Hello.
It works. It definitely works.
Okay, cool.
Just making sure.
Just, yeah, double checking.
This is Black Stripes or White Keys, which is the show of technical difficulties.
All the difficulties.
And it's also the show of, alternative rock, indie rock? How do we define our show?
Indie rock bops.
Indie rock bops for every 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. time slot on Monday nights.
Mondays, except last Monday.
Yeah. Sometimes we're not here, but usually
we are. Most of the time, yeah.
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 So it looks like we have some more music.
Yeah.
Probably going to add to the playlist some more as we go. Did you have anything to say about this next song?
What is the next song?
It is the Willow Smith one, I think.
Were you the person that I was talking to that said you hadn't listened to Willow Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I put it on there.
Cool. Well, I'm going to learn something new, and if you haven't been listening to Willow Smith,
this is like her biggest hit.
And according to what's written here on Spotify, she goes by Willow now in all capital letters.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a nice artist name. All right, well, we have more tunes for you. So, yeah. See you in a sec.
Fake friends will sell your secrets for some cash. Smile on my face and put your feel like I'm stable. Why I'm always table? I need to be cradled. Tell me I'm amazing. Like, even when I'm wasting, treat me like a patient. I got no ambition. Unless I'm feeling lifted. Drifting. Sucking over building. I'm so sick of floating. At least I'm sinking right beside you. See, there's no one like you. It's not an obsession. I just need to find you.
Sunshine, even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine, even when it's gray. Even when it's gray, even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine, even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine, even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine, even when it's gray. Even when it's gray.
Like a Fanta, Fanta. Yes, I want y'all. Everything like obey, and I won't say. More sex, absolutely. She dance with sun like a walking movie. Perchance, I'm a talking loony. My mind gets fun, think I caught your cookies. Dark clouds over London town. I've been abroad 3 days, I'm feeling rubbish. Wow, loose change and it won't amount. You really changed my day, it's a Sunday now.
You could be my sunshine, even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine, even when it's gray. You could be my sunshine, even when it's gray. Even when it's gray. My sunshine, even when it's gray. You be my sunshine, even when it's gray. You be my sunshine, even when it's gray. Even when it's gray.
Hi.
Hey.
You're listening to WMFO.
91.5.
Yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Freeform.
Keep it freeform.
And sometimes educational.
And like right now with this PSA.
Yeah. By the way, that was Soft Sounds from Another Planet by Japanese Breakfast.
Yes. Speaking of, I like that album a lot.
I like. I was going to continue with our running joke of that's the album with Orange on it. You know. It was kind of long ago because it was 2 weeks ago that we had a show. But we were just naming every album with that's the one with blank on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just saying, like, what they look like. Yeah, instead the one with the orange. Yeah.
The one with orange. Anyway, please teach us stuff.
Yes, I will. Ladder safety. Here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I love that one.
I feel like I gave a dramatic performance there.
I think it was really good. Thank you. I'm more scared of ladders now than I have ever been.
We've read this PSA, I feel like, several times over the years, but it just gets me every time.
Yeah.
Ladders are scary. I really don't like going on ladders, because once I get high enough, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you're supposed to have the ladder spotter there with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't really have much of a reason to use ladders these days.
I know. I don't have a ladder.
Do you have a ladder?
Do you?
Open question.
I mean, growing up in the house, we had a ladder, yeah. But not, like, I haven't had a ladder in a while.
If you own a house, you've got to have a ladder.
It's obligatory.
But if you're renting and you're living in a unit, like most of us college students, we don't need ladders.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a baby ladder, i.e. a stepping stool. I use those.
Yeah, I need a little baby stool to reach the cabinets in my kitchen. We talked about our height like 3 shows ago. This is just coming back to everything.
Everything. We're short.
But yeah, anything else to say here?
I don't know. I don't think we have too much right now, but we'll come back at you with that conspiracy.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm really interested to see if we could milk the one we've been doing any more than we possibly have.
The jumbo one? Yeah. I would be interested in continuing that, potentially.
I have to think about some stuff.
Yeah.
During this music break.
And that's why you should listen to Black Stripes or White Keys.
Because we talk about cool stuff.
Yes. Back to what you're all here for, which is the music. Why else do you turn on the radio? Not to hear us talk. That's boring.
We get high in backseats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pill. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by. So where we get by. All that's the way we get by. So where we get by. So
When I first saw you, I made a mixtape. I didn't know you'd do the same damn thing. When I said goodbye to you, it went quiet, 'cause I didn't wanna feel any pain. The last thing I want is another debutante to take me away from my world. And I know that wasn't us, but it still got tough. So come on, come on, and tell me why you'd have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. When we drove up the coast, we had a soundtrack. We made it feel like a film on a reel. And our story didn't have a happy ending, but it still sounded good despite the way I feel. The last thing I want is another broken heart to drive me to the brink of crazy. In the end I couldn't take it, 'cause I knew we wouldn't make it. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. Tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. In the end, we were just a couple kids who thought and fought our way around each other. There's a mark on the town, the times we had around, but there's still some space for the rest of our. Favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. Tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna lose it.
That was Lipstick on the Glass by Wolf Alice. Before that, you heard Sing / Let It Sway by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, and Lose It by Swimmers.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know what time it is?
It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
Gotta do it to him.
We're going to continue what has now been a 3 week long.
I think this is 3 weeks now.
3 weeks. We skipped last week, but three non-consecutive weeks of talking about we're naming it the Jumbo Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we should probably recap it.
Yeah, so Jumbo Conspiracy. Oh my god, the thing keeps falling out. So, there is a new building on campus called the Coming Center, which I think is opening really soon.
If like, it's not already open. Semester. There's furniture in it. There's sure, like, people might be using it. I think people are using it.
We should see. We should confirm.
But yeah.
Yeah, anyway, since this is a fancy new building,
we believe that,
Your mic was not on. I messed up.
Oh.
I'm a failure.
Oh.
Anyway, well, hopefully you heard some of that hear through the thing. We can redo it.
Oh, okay. People didn't hear the horn.
Okay.
It's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown. Sorry, that's what you get for student radio.
You know what happens.
Our brains are full of other stuff.
Yeah, it's fine, you know? It's all right. So, we're going to continue with our Jumbo Conspiracy, and I was trying to explain the backstory, so I will do it again, because the mic was not on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, the new building on campus, the Coming Center, we believe that while the administration has... that building has been built, like, while it was in under construction for the past year or so... we believe that Tufts was doing some secret experimenting in the basement, and they took DNA from Jumbo's tail, that they have in the library, and made a Jumbo.
Yes, a new Jumbo.
A new Jumbo.
A new living Jumbo.
Yes. And this living Jumbo is evil.
Yes.
And it is controlling... everything at Tufts. Like, you think Tony Monaco's in charge? No, it's Jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Monaco's just a puppet.
He's a puppet of Jumbo, and yeah. Jumbo's cult that goes into the Coming Center, where Jumbo lives in the basement, and then, like, worships Jumbo, and then leaves. Oh, and what is it? The T-stop is the Green Line extension. That's the Tufts stop is actually really going to be called the Jumbo Line stop, and it's just going to feed commuters into Jumbo's mouth.
Yeah, it's his great plot to take over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. That's the summary. That's the summary of where we are. So that brings
Also, Jumbo caused the housing crisis.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because he was like, you know what? We want the freshmen to live in a hotel. Do it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where that's where we are at present. But, you know, the Coming Center is, like, a thing now. So, yeah. Like, I don't even know if
Does Jumbo have there. To leave now?
Like, where do you think would be a good place to house him?
I think they just have a secret lair.
Probably. I mean, no one might be using, like, the basement or anything.
Yeah.
He's in the basement.
The lair.
Yeah, the lair.
Yeah.
And, so, we also wanted to tie in Jumbo with some of the other conspiracies we talk about on the show.
He's responsible for all of them.
Yeah, we think that his influence extends beyond Tufts.
It does.
And we actually think that he might be the reason for the flat earth that we live on.
Yes, obviously. He's been stomping it so much that...
Right.
That's why the sea levels are rising. That's why...
Wait, how are the sea levels rising?
Because
if the
he's
earth
stomping
is flat?
It flat, so the water is. Oh, like, the water's where do I like. Go?
Yeah, Yeah, our conspiracy is actually that the Earth is becoming flat.
Because of Jumbo.
Yeah, it was round, but
Jumbo
now...
Jumbo is causing climate change.
Jumbo is causing climate change. He is stomping the Earth because, you know, every time he gets mad, every time he doesn't get what he wants, he just goes...
And then he emits so many greenhouse gases when he does that.
Yeah. He emits greenhouse gases and he stomps.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing in there.
Yeah, and so his stomping has also causes earthquakes. Yeah. He's you know, breaking the fault lines and those tectonic plates or whatever.
Causing earthquakes. Have we had any earthquakes around here lately?
Not around here, but there have been. There was an earthquake not too long ago, right, in Haiti?
Yeah. So that's Jumbo's fault? Jumbo is the cause of all natural disasters.
He's the bane of existence. Yeah. All the bad things that's ever happened, it's because of him.
This feels like blasphemy to our university.
Well, it's all a scheme, though. It's not really Tufts, it's Jumbo.
Right, and it's not even Jumbo, it's Jumbo's clone.
Yeah.
He should really have a new name, like Gumbo.
Gumbo.
We need to be clear whether we're referencing Jumbo 1 or Jumbo 2. Jumbo 1 being the elephant for which the school was named for, Jumbo 2 being Jumbo's clone. Wait, yeah. Sorry, not named for, the school's named for Charles Tufts. I mean, the elephant for which the school... gets its now mascot.
Mascot, yeah.
Where it has a statue and everything. Yeah. For, yeah.
Why did they, like, wait, was, like, P.T. Barnum, like, buds with Charles Tufts? Is that, like,
no,
the story?
I don't think so. Well, Charles Tufts gave the land for, okay, I feel like our listeners probably know more about Tufts than we do.
Probably.
We go here. But he gave the land for Tufts, I think, and then there the Jumbo, like, Jumbo the elephant was, like, sent to different colleges, right? Like, wasn't he going to be, like, divided between different colleges, but somehow we ended up with Jumbo because the other colleges didn't want him? I don't know. And we ended up with him, and then he burnt down, and then we have his tail. That's how
it
we got.
Survived.
That's how we got, yeah.
Jumbo, too.
His taxidermied body was given to us, and that's how we got Jumbo.
Yeah.
That's... Why was his taxidermy body given to us? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I think it was because no one else wanted it. I think that's why. I don't know. Yeah. Today on... We've gone here for almost 4 years now and have no knowledge of our school's history.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably not great.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on our website somewhere. I can read it.
We're going to study. We're going to get back to you.
We'll give you an update next week. We'll give you an update on, like, the actual... We won't have conspiracy crackdown. We'll have history crackdown.
History. Can it be, like, the history, but, like, with our own added...
Like, maybe we could just throw some things in there and see if people catch like...
Yeah, like, some fake information.
Yeah, like what if... News. Okay, I have an idea. So, yeah. What if I take a section, and you take a section, and then we read it, but then add our own things into it, and we have to guess what each other added?
Okay, that sounds good.
Like, we'll just take a paragraph each.
Nice idea.
I love it. Okay, we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
A special edition next week.
Special edition of Can You Guess If It's a Conspiracy?
Can you guess? Or if it really happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I feel like that conspiracy crackdown was anticlimactic today. But you know what? Just blame Jumbo 2 for all your woes.
Yeah, Jumbo 2, why are you causing problems?
Yeah.
There's enough problems in the world already. I bet Jumbo 2 invented the pandemic.
I think that he's just, like, is having an existential crisis because he wasn't birthed. He was, like, made in a lab.
He wasn't birthed.
It's like the Frankenstein syndrome. Like, you know, because, you know, Frankenstein was all, like, what am I? You know, reading Paradise Lost and all that. And then he was like, you know, the whole okay, we're getting in some real stuff here. So is Jumbo's just like having an existential crisis because he like just doesn't know what he is. Like, how could he be without being birthed? How can he have a soul?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
that's a good life
lesson. Is it like, is he living because he can think? Like, you know, I think, therefore I am. It's also, you know, is he, what constitutes humanity?
Or what constitutes humanity for this elephant?
For elephant being.
Well, this, okay, to be fair, if Jumbo's controlling the school and if he's, like, knowingly making a cult, I feel like he has some extra elephant powers.
Mm.
Like, this is, he sounds closer to a human than an elephant.
He does, yeah.
Do you think he was mixed with human DNA?
I think they genetically engineered Jumbo 2.
To have human skills?
To be hyper-intelligent.
Wow.
And it backfired on them.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah.
It definitely did.
But Jumbo is also just, like, doesn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah, that's why he's stomping. But he also, he's running out of food. That's why he needs the Green Line extension built.
Yeah.
Because he only eats human flesh.
Yeah. And they sacrifice Jumbo.
Yeah.
They sacrifice Jumbo.
That's why, that's why he runs the cult, so that people will sacrifice themselves for him. And then he'll have, like, dinner that day.
Wow, that's really depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, let's stop talking about Jumbo 2 and his evil ways.
Yeah.
Let's listen to some music and then we'll say goodbye.
We have to say goodbye at the top. Yeah, okay, let's say goodbye. Wait, hang on.
What's
our last full song, I should say. One that you put on this playlist called Until It Stops by Pom Pom Squad.
Oh, it was like one of the Spotify single songs when they like write songs for Spotify or whatever. I don't know.
That's cool. I love when they do that.
Like a bunch, it's like every week. I don't know if it's every week, but it is often that they have like artists write songs for like the Spotify single series or whatever.
Does that include like the covers where they like do covers of stuff?
I don't know.
Cause like I feel like I've seen some that are like kind of cool.
Yeah, like it wasn't just her. It was like a bunch of people.
Oh.
Yeah, they do stuff on Spotify.
Spotify, we love you. Yeah. All right, TTYL.
I should have been in bed by 3. I'm wide awake, sailing, a little drunk, wearing a dress too tight for me to breathe. Singing, you only laugh until you cry. Squeezing the wine between my teeth, sharing air and body heat. I'm sparkling, spinning, and who is I kidding? Coming on so I could leave, singing. You only laugh until you cry. You only live until you die.
Hi, we're back.
Yeah.
You're listening to
91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Tough Sweet Farm Radio.
Woo!
Yeah.
Best station out there.
Cool.
Cool.
All right, well, we are gonna, like, sign off then, I would say, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we'll just...
We'll not exist anymore.
I mean, we'll exist. We just won't exist till Monday, next Monday.
Yeah, at 7 p.m. Black Stripes or White Keys. Show with the weird name. That's us, but I think it's great.
I think that we just made that up on the fly, and we just stuck with it.
Yeah, for the entirety of our time here.
We were just like, so, what kind of music do we like? Like, what are bands? What are band names?
And at first we were like, All J.
And then, no.
And then we didn't call it All J. It's like,
but
why
we? We do have to play Breeze Box, like, occasionally, because...
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time. Next Monday,
we'll have to play it, yeah.
We'll make sure we play that All J.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you couldn't tell, it's a play on the Black Keys and the White Stripes.
Yeah.
That's, which we don't really play that much.
Which is funny.
Ever.
I try to, like, add someone I remember.
I mean, I personally, like them. I just don't listen to those two bands a lot.
We gotta
do it. But they're not bad.
They're great.
They're great.
But yeah, good night, Medford. We love you.
Bye, love you.
Bye. And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. What a world that's turning.